Venice Square. Positioned between Via del Corso and Via dei Fori Imperiali, the majestic Piazza Venezia took shape as a result of 19th and 20th century renovations, when the monument to Victor Emmanuel II was built. The imposing altar of the fatherland, designed by Giuseppe Sacconi and completed in 1911 by Gaetano Koch, Manfredo Manfredi and Pio Picentini, represents an ascending path through stairways, terraces, sculptural groups and bas-reliefs culminating in the grandiose colonnaded portico surmounted by the bronze quadrigas, symbolizing the unity of the fatherland and liberty. In 1921, the body of the unknown soldier was buried in the crypt designed by Armando Brissini. The square takes its name from the 15th-century palazzo built by Cardinal Pietro Barbo and later donated to Pius IV, who granted it to the Venetian Republic as the seat of its embassy. Palazzo Venezia, as it is still called today, was the residence of the head of government and the Grand Council of Fascism from 1929 to 1943. From the building's balcony, Mussolini delivered his famous speeches. Inside Palazzo Venezia are the National Institute of Archaeology and Art History and the Palazzo Venezia National Museum, which houses works from various periods. In addition, Napoleon's mother, Letizia Ramolino, lived in the Palazzo Bonaparte, which dates back to the original arrangement of the square. Piazza Venezia is rich in history and curiosities. Part of the building incorporates St. Mark's Basilica, and in the corner between the Palazzo and the Palazzetto is the bust of Madama Lucrezia, one of Rome's famous talking statues. Support the Culture Project with a donation of 20 euro cents for listening to this audio. Go to the donate section of the website Achilles Showcase. Have a nice day.